hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome in. Great day to be around in Murfreesboro. Every day is a great day for that. We're going to be talking about schools and young people. Schools are back in session. They've been open now for, a couple of weeks now. And so we're going to go firsthand to the School Resource Officers Program. And Rutherford County was either the first or one of the first that had one, I believe.
It's the first in Tennessee.
First in Tennessee. And that sounds like that'd be the start of a good song. The first in Tennessee, right to your heart.
Yeah, we're getting about 32 years. I think 1992 was when Truman started the program.
Yeah, and Truman's still going strong, but not at the sheriff's office. Well, I bet he comes over there a lot.
I haven't seen Truman in a while.
Ah, Truman, you need to go over and visit. Come up to the station, too. We miss you here, too. Truman had it for people who are listening, and so many people moving into the area, they don't know anything about the past. Truman Jones was the sheriff here for several decades, out of 30 so years.
Many years.
Yeah. And then he had a radio show here for 11 years every day. I mean, people loved him. Then he decided, I think I want to retire. And so he's semi-retired. He still runs. He's still active and still very much involved. By the way, the voice you heard was SRO Sergeant Dustin Cox. Dustin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
You have a friend with you today.
Well, yes, I guess you could say my friend. I got SRO Truby with me. He's the SRO at Sturgisboro Elementary School.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Now, school has been going on a few weeks now. Mm. Have there been any surprises, or have the youngsters done anything that you needed to work on them with?
Working with kids and working with students, and just everything, every day is a new day, and we just have a blast and work with whatever needs to happen. It's just the typical kid stuff.
Now, as you are outside, I guess traffic is still, and people are still playing with their phones when they drive and looking the other way. Kids can dart out in front of you when you're not expecting.
Yeah, kids, and then it's the first, first 3 or 4 weeks, the traffic's even worse because you've got new kindergarten kids showing up, and the parents are new to this stuff, and they're walking their kids into schools. I think for like 2 days they're allowing parents to walk their little ones in. So traffic gets backed up, and it makes it worse when we are still short on crossing guards. So some schools are short on crossing guards. It does become a headache in the morning when you're trying to pass through school zones. Me used to be over the crossing guards. I know how dangerous it is, and if we're going to talk about traffic, we just need to make sure that if you're listening, when you go through a school zone, you have to pay attention and you have to follow the law on the school lights, because it's very important to go your 15, because that gives you enough time to brake if a kid darts out or a parent completely hits the brakes because they missed their turn. It becomes a big safety issue.
I would imagine. Now, some of the things, you haven't been in classes that long, I guess, to really get to know the kids yet. But one of the issues that has been in the news lately has been about not using cell phones in school and in the county schools. I think that's period, from when you walk in to when you leave. Not in the hall, not at lunch. Just keep the cell phones away. How's that going?
I know Truby's in elementary school, so I'm hoping that there's no elementary kids running around with cell phones, but I'm sure there is.
We do have kids. We have kids that have cell phones, but I mean, realistically, with that being, that's not really a law enforcement issue. It's a policy that the school has. So for us, it hasn't been a big deal at all. For the schools, I mean, I can't speak on how they're doing or how that goes, but I mean, I've been at a high school a couple of times, and I mean, the kids, when they're asked to put them away, the majority of them just put them away. Like, it's not
good to hear.
Like, there hasn't been a big stink about anything. I'm sure whenever they get past, they take them back out, but they did the right thing in front of you, so.
And I don't think anything's really changed much. It's cell phones is just a school policy.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in the state law to make sure that school districts are really going over that. But yes, like Truby said, when I go visit these high schools that I supervise, there's no issue right now. We were concerned, like, oh no, this is going to be a big issue this year. There's not a problem because the schools and the school safety director and all the principals in the schools, they really have toned that down and made numerous announcements and sent numerous phone calls and emails to all the parents in the county about the policies. So basically, as an SRO, we still kind of stay away from that, and we're just around just in case something proceeds and it gets out of control.
Now, with some of the other challenges that you have in the schools, in just a few weeks of being in session, what are there any particular things that have popped up that you thought, I thought we had that worked out last year, but we need to do it again?
I mean, honestly, if I could speak first, because you know, I'm no longer in a school full time. I'm riding around supervising schools and checking on everybody. But I think every year we say the same things. And it's well, hopefully this year they're going to be better doing this, and it's still happening. I don't think anything's getting worse or better. It's just the first couple weeks of school. These kids are just like, oh man, I've got to go back to school, and they're not happy about it. Some kids are stoked and can't wait to get back to school. But we're going to have issues in schools, and that's the great thing about having SROs. We're there to be a teacher and a counselor and be a law enforcement officer. So we're doing numerous roles trying to help these kids and make sure they understand that we've been there. Every SRO has been in that spot they're at, and we have been in trouble, and look at us now. So it's okay.
Now, the interesting thing is what the SROs do at each school. You actually become not the policeman in the school, but the friend, the almost a father figure or a mother figure.
That's the attempt. And it's more mentor, like we follow the triad, which is the mentor, counselor, teacher, but or educator. But also, if we have to be law enforcement, we will. But we try to stay away from the law enforcement aspect with the people in the building. So if I can teach or mentor a student, we would rather do that than to have to use the law enforcement side of it. And I got to actually sit on a couple of the high school, on a high school SRO talking to his freshman class, and he, like, that's the exact verbiage he used, really, is we don't want to be law enforcement with you. We want to be your mentor. We want to teach you. We want to better you. So that's, I mean, we don't want to, like, we're there for to protect the school. We're a school resource. And so we don't want to be there to be the police or a cop in the building.
Do you have people, I know this hadn't happened this year yet, but looking back at last year and previous years, the students, do they ever come to you and say, I used to be afraid of the police, and now I know to look to you as a friend who can help me?
So yes, do you care?
Go ahead.
So yes and no. There's some kids who still do not like the police, but they like you. And that's the bridge, and that's bridging the gap, is they still might not like the police, but the thing is not all of us are going to like each other 100% of the time. But they have a trust in you, and you wear the uniform, so that might be that might bridge that gap a little bit. Whether they go on to do other things and like other police officers, you've planted that seed. But that's what I...
Yeah, and to kind of bit a little bit about that is it's you go out in the community. I've been in the SRO division for almost 20 years. Everywhere I go, hey, there's Officer Cox. And then I look at them having kids in schools, and I'm like, man, where's the time gone? I'm getting that old. But it's phenomenal when you see your old students with families, being parents, and they come up to me. And example, last night I was eating dinner with my parents, and guess what happens? I ran into numerous kids of mine that have families.
Right there at the restaurant.
Right there at the restaurant. And they come up and they talk, and I get to act like a five-year-old kid and play with their kids. Yeah. That's what it's about. Now, do they do that to every SRO? No, it's that relationship they built. And that's the key, is we're trying to build a relationship with these kids to help guide them to a better future.
So you're helping them become ready to be a parent.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things, because that has to be the hardest job, to be a parent. I mean, you got to raise a kid. You hope they turn out okay, but there's no instruction books for parents. No instruction book comes with that child when it comes home from the hospital. You're on your own, but they're not on their own because you helped them.
That's right. And they even make phone calls to the schools. My child's now in first grade doing this, and you remember how I was? Will you help me teach my kid? Absolutely. This is why we're here. And then we start building that relationship with their children. It's just a fun job to sit back and see the effect that you have on students. And now I look at it, I'm going, now it's my turn to have effect on my old students. It's kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a roller coaster, and it's a fun one to ride.
Well, and you get to take care of them. Like next week, the cornhole tournament that I was on the radio for last year,
mm-hmm.
We're actually getting to use those funds next week to take kids back to school clothes shopping.
Tell us about that.
So the back to school clothes shopping, we get a group of students who just might need a little bit extra help. I've said it every year that I've been here. If a kid is being messed with about what he's wearing or she's wearing, their focus isn't on the task at hand, which is getting an education and social in the social aspect and building relationships with other people. So we try to navigate that with them by letting them go, hey, pick out some outfits, pick out some shoes, maybe something you wouldn't normally get. So we give them a little budget, which I'm horrible at keeping budget. They always go over, and I'm completely happy with it. But it's just giving them a, hey, go do this. And a lot of the kids we take shop at Goodwill, or shop at this, that, and the other, and they've never been in a department store ever. A couple of years ago, we actually had a student who spent, 2.5-ish hours just shopping, and it's the first time they've ever been in a department store. So it builds up, and the community is the biggest help with that, because the funds come from businesses in the community and just people who want to help the cause.
And you're going shopping next week?
We're going shopping next week, and hopefully we get a good turnout, and
if somebody listening wants to give some money, what do they do?
So, so basically, if you're listening and you're intrigued about what you're hearing, so the SRO division, we do two big major events a year. We do the cornhole tournament, which SRO Tribute is talking about, that gives back to the back to school shopping for kids. And then we do a golf tournament here coming up at the end of September, which I'm sure we'll get to later on the show. That helps the special needs kids and to do the special needs fun fair. But any money raised in our division that we have fundraisers for, it 100% goes back to the students in our schools. Whether it's students who are less fortunate to get Christmas when we do the Shop of the Sheriff, students who are in need of clothing, school materials, school stuff, or anything that happens, house fires, any tragic events that we're aware of that a student in our schools go through, we step in, we take the money out of the accounts, and we help this the family and the students get back on their feet. If anybody's interested in donating, all they have to do is reach out to me, and I'll give you my email address, Bart, if you need it. It's dcox@rcsotn.org. You're more welcome to email me. I'll get you some contact information, how you can donate money to the golf tournament, to the back-to-school shopping, to the shop of the sheriff. You can tell me where you want your money to go, and I will make sure that money goes to that cause.
We're going to pause for just a moment, then we'll be back and continue the conversation. This next portion is when we open up the lines. If you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. You can talk or text, whichever you prefer, all at the same number, 615-893-1450. That is our number, has been for almost 79 years now, so easy to remember. At least after 79 years, it's easy. 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
We've got your local sports fix. Weekdays at 5, it's All Sports Talk with Monty Hale Jr. and Tim Tackett here on WGNS.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago, and we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Hi, Murfreesboro. This is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. We have not forgotten about our reptile lovers either. Here at Animal City, we have a great selection of products for our cold-blooded friends, too. Here at Animal City, we have a full range of habitats, substrates, and other accessories. We have a great selection of products for our reptile lovers. We are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. Family owned and operated.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms at times this afternoon. Partial sunshine develops, a high in the mid-90s. Tonight's slight chance for rain early, a low near 69. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Currently, it's 77.
Good morning. A steady flow. Traffic continues down 65 over here, where it's slow at times at Trinity Lane. It's gotten heavier with that volume coming past the airport through Hermitage, Donaldson, all that. Traffic coming in from Wilson County right now on I-40 going westbound. As you work your way through Hermitage, it's also increased even more on 65 north with more volume here up through the Spring Hill area. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has a $50 new patient exam and consultation fee for the rest of the month. Hurry on over to Stein Dental Care in Nashville. 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Jason at Tire World. We are having an at-cost tire sale. This means no markup on any tire brand. We will have some tires as low as $36.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
It's where bold talk meets big laughs. The Rick Berger Show, weekdays from 11 to 2.
The Rick Berger Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back. We are having a ball today. I want to say happy birthday to Jennifer Turner. Jennifer is the winner of our banana pudding from the Slick Pig Barbecue. Happy birthday, Jennifer Turner. Also our good neighbor of the day today, receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. That's Laura Wright, our good neighbor of the day. The person who nominated Laura Wright said, "She's going above and beyond to provide compassionate, individualized support to every student with disabilities." Thank you so much, Laura Wright. Definitely a good neighbor. We are back again this morning. We are focusing on the School Resource Officers Program at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Visiting with us this morning is the SRO Sergeant Dustin Cox and SRO Truby from Stewartsboro. Is that right? Stewartsboro? Okay.
That's correct.
Very good. You have something big coming around, and you hinted at it just a moment ago, the big golf tournament, which is next month. Tell us a little about that. How did it get started, and what do we need to do to be a part of it?
Yes, sir. So this will be our fifth year that we have hosted a golf tournament fundraiser. 5 years ago, well, let's just backtrack. Years ago, we used to have the rodeo, the special needs rodeo, which was fun, exciting for these kids, and it was just a lot of overhead that that we were having to spend money on before we make money for the kids. So we kind of got away with that due to the prices just kept going up and up and up from Lone Star. So I took it upon myself and had numerous meetings and finally got approved to start a golf tournament to raise money for the special needs kids. So 5 years ago, we had our first golf tournament, and now we're on this will be our fifth year doing it. And we have grown so much in 4 years that this year I've had to rent the golf course house all day.
Wow.
So instead of having one tournament, we have two tournaments.
Two, okay.
So the tournament is September 27th, and it's going to be held at Old Fort Golf Course. There is a shotgun tournament at 7:45 in the morning and a shotgun tournament at 1:45 in the afternoon.
Now, that whole place has been redone.
Absolutely, and I'm glad it has, because they were redoing it last year when we was trying to find somewhere to go. So it's kind of exciting to go to a golf course that's close to the Sheriff's Department. And I'm also trying to show the love to all the golf courses here in Rutherford County. So I've been to, and I'm going to make sure I hit every golf tournament, golf course, just to make sure I'm sharing the love to the golf courses here. But this year, we started a little early this year. I got tired of trying to do everything in 1 month. We have already booked up our morning tee times. So we've already had 27 teams reserved and paid for the morning shotgun. So now we are in the process of trying to fill the afternoon tee times.
So that's the only one that's open.
The only ones that's open. And I could probably take 13 spots in the afternoon. So I'm open to 13 more tee times in the afternoon, or shotgun times in the afternoon. What it is, let's go. So it's $400 a team, which is pretty cheap, because a lot of tournaments now are like $125. So it's $100 per person, or $400 a team. I said in my email earlier, if anybody's interested in joining the tournament, the fundraiser, they can email me and I'll give them information on how to fill out the forms and get it paid before the tournament.
And that the tournament date again is September 27th?
September 27th, yes, sir.
What day is that?
That's going to be on a Saturday.
Saturday.
Which is good. It's all day Saturday. We'll be out there. Being the fifth year food this year, we have an SRO who's going to smoke ribs and wings and he's barbecue, and he's going to strip it for us.
Sounds good.
So we're going to have a good lunch. So it's going to be really big. We've got a lot of things going on this year that it'll be the first time we've done. We have a hole-in-one. Sloan Cycle in Murfreesboro is doing a hole-in-one for a brand-new four-wheeler. They're coming out. The community has actually stepped up so much this year. You know, we've got a bunch of corporate sponsors that added this year.
And that's a new four-wheeler, you said?
Yes, sir. It's a new four-wheeler that Sloan's, and they're going to have it on the course for us. So if you hit a hole-in-one, Guess what? You're a proud winner of a brand new foyer. So thank you to Sloan's for doing that for us. We have a lot of things different this year. The auction items are going to be, it's going to be big. You know, we still got our connections and George Strait signed memorabilia is coming out again. Old Dominion's coming out. This year, I've had the opportunity to get Shaquille O'Neal to sign some a jersey for us.
Cool.
So it's this thing's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been. So ready for a big turnout.
And there are only 13 spaces left, so don't wait around.
Yes, don't wait around because it will fill up quick.
Especially after you saying that the whole morning is full already.
Morning is full already. So it's,
have you ever had that happening before? I mean,
well, we're looking at August.
Not this quick.
Not this quick. Usually I was talking to Truby about it the other day, and we got a new SRO who he's a young, we call him a young kid because he's like 23 years old, and we hired him, and man, he within 3 weeks he went out and he busted his hiney and he got us lots and lots of brand new host sponsors from the community. Lots of people who donated. So we still have openings for any host sponsors, corporate sponsors, if anybody wants to donate to give back to the kids. If you own or you have connections to any sports memorabilia or country music or any music memorabilia, we're going to put that in the auction, and 100% of the auction goes back to the kids. I'm excited. I'm not going to have to stress about this come September because we're pretty much about 80% done.
That's great.
We're just waiting on the day to get here so we can have a good time.
Well, looking forward to that, and hopefully within the next 24 hours, those slots will be open. Will be closed, rather.
I hope so. That means I can move my priorities to finishing other things, but I hope I can get this tournament filled up. And if it gets filled up, the next year I'm going to have to really look at, am I going to have to add another day?
Yeah.
That would be a good problem to have, I tell you that.
I think people don't realize all of these different things that you do to help the children.
That's exactly what it goes back to. We do all the SRO who volunteers goes out to the community, even the community who donates back. We do this to give back to the kids who need assistance. And it can use the help.
And I guess some of the money that comes from this golf tournament goes to, like Officer Truby was telling us about the going out. And is it next week you're going out to buy some
Correct.
Clothes for the kids? And that's part of where this money comes from.
All the money comes from the community.
Yeah,
That's the biggest thing, is that if we don't have a community backing, we don't have the funds to be able to go do anything that we do.
So be a part of this. And if you can't come out and play golf, can they just send you some money, a donation?
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that, Boris, because I was reading something the other day on the news, and I kind of read it, and they said there was a kid that collected a penny from every person in his state. We tried it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how much money he raised by just asking for a penny from people, it's crazy. If everybody in this community gave a dollar, take a second and think of how many people we have living in this county.
Right.
If everybody gave a dollar, that can take care of a lot of kids.
Almost $400,000.
There you go. And you really take a second to think about that. I know money's tight sometimes, and sometimes we have to worry about our families, but if you take a second, realize that there's people out there who could use it to buy clothes. And we don't go to families and give them cash, or we take them with the SRO and we take them shopping, or we spend the money on the special needs fun fair that we do in March. We give back. So that's how easy it is.
So that's what you need to do. And if you are a golfer, you need to call quickly or text you quickly, or not text.
If you want me to, but I'm more welcome to give you my work cell phone number. It's 615-995-8000. 8919.
You're serious about making this work?
I'm dead serious. Me and Truby has been working on this for 5 years, and me and Truby work together on all events we have. We have a list of members who've donated for every event we do. We get out in the community. We ask everybody, and what's the worst thing that they can tell you?
It's no.
No, and it's okay, because I'm going to ask them again next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're going to keep doing this until
they
stop.
That's great. And it's interesting, the two of you are a team, because you've done this since day one for the tournament. Mm-hmm.
We started this years ago, even before me and Truby even got together when we did the rodeo. We said, what can we do for people who don't get the money? We used to do the shop with the sheriff. Well, what can we do for the middle school students? Because we don't want to leave them behind. Because there's always the elementary. Well, let's do something for middle school. Now let's do something for the high school.
Yeah.
So we kind of broadened it out and made this so we could help anybody and everybody. We don't care if you're a senior. We don't care if you're a kindergarten. We're here to help you as the SRO division. And me and Truby kind of look at each other and says it's our job to help any student in need.
Let me ask you this, because in some of the conversation this morning, both of you have been talking about how the students reflect and look to you as a mentor, and then you hear back from them once they are out in the world and they are parents, then they're asking you for parental advice. You ran into some students who were grown now. You were sitting there in a restaurant with your parents. That had to make them feel mighty proud. What did they say after those adults who were your students came up to you?
What my parents say, well, both of them said something different. It's kind of funny. I got my dad's comment and my mom's comment. But it doesn't surprise my parents. They know what I've done. I can go anywhere in Smyrna, and everybody knows who I am. I'm not a stranger to anybody.
In a positive way.
I don't care if I'm in uniform. It doesn't matter if I'm in normal plain clothes. I just talk to people. And when I went in, my dad goes, let me guess, one of your old kids? Yes, sir. My mom's like, well, that doesn't shock me. He knows everybody around here. But I get that from my family, my parents. My parents are, you know, very open. They know what kind of person I am, and I'm in the right job. God put me here for a reason, and I'm going to take every opportunity I can to give back to the community.
Obviously, they knew how to raise kids because they did a good job.
I cannot thank my parents enough for what they did.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. We're going to look at some text questions. And that's what people like to send in most, is text questions. So if you have a text question, 615-618-1450. Here's a question. This person says, in dealing with being a better parent, you used to have a boot camp on the weekends at the sheriff's office for parents and children. Do you still have that?
We do. It is actually called Operation Integrity now.
They changed it to boot camp.
Okay.
It's back at boot camp.
Yes, we do. We have a sergeant in the SRO division who's over that. And if you want any information on that, I've already gave my email. You can send me an email asking about it, and I'll make sure it gets to Sergeant Turner, who's over that program.
How does it work? Is this for kids and parents?
Well, Truby helps with that program. So
yes, so we have a Friday part and a Saturday part, and you would have to get with Sergeant Turner to figure out which one you qualify for, if you qualify for both. But the first part of it is really just understanding what road you could be going down. And then Saturday is kind of like the rebuilding of rebuilding yourself, through physical, events, through team building events and things of that nature.
Okay. Here's another question. This one is from a parent who's concerned with their child drinking these energy drinks. you already know they're okay. Their concern is that what is in those drinks, and they have heard news stories, they say, about some things that are in the drinks that are very, very dangerous. Is there any truth to that?
So, go ahead, Jeremy.
So, truly, I'm not an energy drink connoisseur, and we really don't, like, I mean, unless it's water, it's not good for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you might have you, like, anything with caffeine, artificial caffeine, and things like that, like, it's not going to be good for you. I'm truly not brushed up on what's in energy drinks and the positive and negatives, but that much caffeine's never good for anyone.
Well, I'll say this is a lot of these students are drinking this energy drinks to stay awake because they're so tired. They can't get through the school day. And that's an excuse I have, not to tell anybody what to do as a parent, because you're the parent of your own child. But how to solve that problem is these kids need to go to bed early. If you're not getting your 8 hours sleep, these kids are going to be lethargic when they get to school in the morning. They're not going to be awake. So these kids are drinking energy drinks to stay awake. But yeah, energy drinks are not good. I'm not going to get on the energy drinks because.
Well, here's while you were doing that, I looked it up, and the American Addiction Center has a release saying that some of these drinks have a product that is similar to an opioid.
Yeah.
And it also affects the blood pressure, the nervous system, increases with use, creates some opioid-type stimulants. Can increase the risk of an overdose, which I guess could really be fatal.
It can.
Cardiovascular problems.
It can stop your heart if you drink too much. Yes.
And unfortunately, the items that are in there, I guess, are not illegal, but you put them together and they become dangerous. I think the state is trying to figure out what to do with those.
It just becomes an addiction. And then you want two or three a day, and then it goes to six, seven a day, and that'll do nothing. But
once you do that, and that's at a teenage years, once you do that, does that make you more prone to be addicted to more serious things? Are you seeing addiction as a problem?
We can go down, that's a very deep rabbit hole to go down, because some people can just leave it at energy drinks. It's almost like the video game addictions and the things like that, or the tablets, or we call it the screen time in my house. We can go down and chase the rabbit, but we don't know. It's an individual case-by-case scenario situation. And of course, I work in elementary school, so I don't see very many
energy drinks.
Well,
I hope not.
I don't see very many energy drinks. They have plenty of energy.
Yeah, they do. It's
true. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back with the final segment of our morning broadcast. Don't let it slip away if you have a question.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Hi, this is Jenny at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
For decades, Ryan's Flowers has been the good neighbor flower shop.
Came across a lady like that, and it was on a chilly night. She almost didn't answer the door, and at the last minute she did. She was so happy. The look on her face is just overwhelming.
Every order from Ryan's is for a good neighbor.
Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, 117 South Academy, just a couple blocks off the square.
Hi, this is Jason at Tire World. We are having our at-cost tire sale this week. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what sale anyone offers. What matters is the out-the-door price, including tax, on the same exact tire or services. When you compare the final price, you will then know what kind of deal you're getting. At Tire World, we always give the out-the-door pricing. Stop by, call us, or check us out online to get your quote today.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
He's local. Certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. Financial Coaching Radio.
Well, he just faded away out into the ether waves. Welcome back as we fade into the ether waves. We're in the final segment of our show this morning, and we're focusing on youth in the area, and they are helped with the school resource officers, and this time from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. I think the city police, Murfreesboro Police, also has an SRO program for the city schools.
Yes, they do.
You have, we need to change something on that boot camp. What was it?
Yeah, so I had to reach out to Sergeant Turner and ask him. So the boot camp, it's called Reality Check. That's what the SRO program calls their boot camp now. So again, it's called Reality Check, and it's a Friday where we take the students to the sheriff's office and do a whole big, well, we call it a scare straight program. And then the Saturdays is the reality check slash what people say is a boot camp on Saturday. So that's the program we run for parents who are getting to a point where they cannot control their child or they need help. We kind of teach them the life they're going down if they don't make a change. So if you have any questions about that, my email address is, has been out. I'll say it again. It's dcox@rcsotn.org. And I'll make sure that information gets to the sergeant who's over that.
You can also reach out to your SRO at your at that student's school if you have like questions on what this is, or you don't want to reach out to Sergeant Cox. You can reach out to your SRO, and they probably could walk you through the process just as easy.
When you mentioned this is good for children who've gone beyond the point of their parents trying, the parents are throwing up their hands and saying, "I don't know what to do." How old is the youngest one that you've seen coming through there? I mean, when I think of kids that are totally out of control and can't be, worked on with their parents.
Normally, middle school is where they start the program at.
Where they physically get big, like an adult.
Right. Side. Well, truly, it's where the emotions and the hormones and the them finding who they are starts. Like, I mean, we talk about the kids finding themselves throughout. Like, you're finding yourself and who you are and who you're going to be from day one. But you're also looking. Middle school, it's whenever that big change happens and kids are just trying to make friends. They're trying to be just an average middle schooler, but there also could be a little bit of a disrespect or a defiance that just needs to be readjusted or repaved to the better side.
Now, before we leave, we've got just a little bit left, about a minute left in the show. Give us an update again on the tournament coming up, the golf tournament.
The golf tournament is, if you have any questions about the golf tournament and you want to play and you're a golfer, you need to reach out to me as soon as possible so I can get your spot reserved. Anybody in the community or any listeners that are wanting to help make a donation or be a host sponsor or corporate sponsor, let me know. Just know where your money's going. It's going to a good cause, and it's going to these kids who need it. Before I go, I want to give a big shout out to the sponsors who have helped us. Our big corporate sponsors are Smyrna Ready Mix, who they're phenomenal people. They help everywhere they can. Give a shout out to the Covered Patio, Taylor Ford, who's a phenomenal friend of mine, who decided to be a corporate sponsor. Max Steel and Metal Max, this year they stepped up as a new sponsor and wanted to get involved. And another new business, it's called Fairway Lawns. They also saw our post on Facebook and stepped up and wanted to give back to the community as well. So big shout out to our five major big corporate sponsors right now. So if you want to join the team and help out these students, please reach out to me, and I'll get the information to you.
We're going to have to say thank you for joining us today. Have a great day. This is WGNS Murfreesboro. Good morning to you.